Come stop and take a trip down on my block, where you see hidden potential, young minds sharper than pencil, and ain't afraid to speak their mind if they got something against you. We standing with you, we tackle issues like civic pride. Hate will cease to exist, just put our differences aside. From my side to your side, from Dutch Town to South Side, from Penrose to North Side, from Benton Park to Old North, to West End to West Side. We bless when we step out, we stand down, rise up, stand together, wise up.
This is Stitchcast Studio, produced by St. Louis Story Stitchers in St. Louis, Missouri.
In episode 4, we sit down with special guest Tamala Turner to discuss the different ways COVID-19 is affecting youth all across the nation. Let's take a listen.
They say who that, but you already knew that. That beat them Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers.
I'm the Student Assistance Program Coordinator on the Forest Park campus. And what I work with the students and try to help them do is remove barriers to college completion. Remove barriers are anything from basic needs such as housing, food, clothing, anything that prevents them from being successful in their coursework. I've done everything from help a young man get his wife over here from the Congo to help him with a math problem. Anything that would prevent somebody from being successful.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, thank you for all your work over at Forest Park. I'm pretty sure they're grateful to have you. And again, we're grateful to have you here on our podcast this week. And so the first thing I kind of want to talk to you about is, are you able to see or kind of understand how COVID is impacting your students? Like if that is hindering their success in college at all, or, you know, what are your views on that?
The first thing is I'm working from home, so I'm not able to see the students. And that's very hard. And when I came home, which was right after spring break, I didn't have internet and a computer either. My computer was very old, and I always went to Wash U or stay late at work when I needed, you know, computer access. So I came home with only my phone. So there were students in my mind who I knew would really be struggling because they were having a hard time with different issues with their families and housing anyway. So I immediately called them. And they were just so happy to hear my voice. But what's really hard about this COVID-19 is that if you are already struggling, your situation is just, I'm gonna use the word exacerbated now. So that's, you know, if you are having problems with homelessness, or one young lady I talked to today, domestic violence, it's only worsened. But I still see students trying. I still see them putting up a fight. I still see them working so hard. So I'm extremely proud of them in these times. And the college had to immediately jump online. Now, we had some online courses, but we've never been 100% online. And so the digital divide is real. They loaned a lot of students computers, and that was good.
Yeah.
Spectrum has a program where if you're a student, you can get internet access for 60 days. So we got the word out. So we're trying, and the students are too.
Good, good. So do you think that them being able to go online, do you think at all that has helped them? You know, because I heard some people saying that, you know, their grades were slipping and like this kind of helped them in a way. But then I hear opposite too, like, you know, they were doing good, but then this kind of like staggered them and kind of made them fall back.
I completely agree. I was talking to a young man today and he said, "Miss Tanya, I'm not worried about A's. I'm just trying to pay."
Yeah.
And I said, and you're talking to somebody that's very A-driven myself, but during these times, I could not imagine. My entire time at the college, I've always told people to get away from your house to study. Now you can't do that. And it's hard for me to work from home. Yeah. I've always been a person that anything I did, I did it in a library or a coffee shop.
Yeah.
So it's been challenging, and I understand the students' pain, especially when we have a lot of students that have young children, or and the children are out of school, so they're trying to homeschool the kids, do their own homework. I can't imagine. Or when they're talking to me, they, you know, a little one's in the background, and I said, well, put me on speakerphone, and then they can know what we're talking about. Real life can be extremely challenging sometimes, and I'm here to help you get through it. If all I can do is listen, I can do that.
Yeah.
Right.
I called the domestic violence hotline for a young lady in particular, and they're scrambling too and having an extremely hard time. I call these different numbers. Like, I call United Way's 211, and they're scrambling because it's even harder than it already was. So, you know, and I'm just telling the truth. The students, and I am very honest with the students. I tell them, I'm gonna make these calls, and when I call you back, I might not have an answer, but I'm definitely gonna call all the numbers that I have. That's my approach all the time.
Okay, so with that being said, I wanna kind of lighten up the mood and ask everybody, you know, when everything kind of, you know, rolls over and kind of dies down and cool up,
yeah,
what's one of the first places y'all gonna go? Like, what's one of the first places you gonna go back to and be like, I missed this person?
The mall! Hey. I gotta go to the mall, yeah. I've been burning my car. Oh. This online shop, it's hard.
Yeah,
yeah.
Going to restaurant.
I think I'm gonna sit outside, like on the patio type stuff. I don't never do that. I think when everything back to normal, I think I'm sitting outside.
Probably the park.
Mm-hmm.
My friends just love going on walks and stuff, and just not being able to.
Right.
Be free and just talk. I can't wait to. That is safe to do.
Right. Yeah. I miss the job I worked at and like all the people I worked with. It was like at a coffee shop. I don't know. I just miss that like routine. That's probably the biggest thing I miss right now. And just like being able to hang out with friends and stuff without worrying about like staying 6 feet apart.
Right.
I don't know. I think I want to do something extreme as soon as I get out of here. Because I feel like something that we're not take for granted. Like, just the simple fact that we go around doing a lot of the same day-to-day things. And it's like the coronavirus just goes to show you that you can have a plan, but the world has a whole different plan. That's always with your plan. So it's just like, you might as well do everything crazy that you can while you still can.
Yeah.
I mean, true.
Well, you all are going to laugh, but I just want to go to the library.
Yeah, I miss the library.
I didn't notice, but they like canceling like all late, like ain't no, you can't return your book right now. So now like ain't no such thing as a late fee right now. So I wish I would load it up on some stuff before
For real.
Exactly.
Like just keep your book for now. Like wait. Oh man.
For real.
I had a friend who went to the library like before it closed and like just got like the limit, whatever the limit is, like got all the books, like stacks of books, and was like, oh, it'll last me all quarantine. I was like, oh, I missed it. How did I not know it was gonna close? Like what day? Already gone.
Right.
Yeah, they send me a whole list of activities, like weekly things that they're doing during the quarantine. So it's still a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are ways that you all think that teachers and different organizations can keep youth and students engaged and involved in a virtual setting like Zoom?
There are public school teachers right now learning how to use TikTok.
Really?
That's mind blowing to me. That's something that,
right.
I feel like you have to actually care about your students and love of the job that you do to learn a whole new system in order to reach them. You know, so that's beautiful. That's amazing.
Yeah, for me, I would say like not even like not assign as much assignments, because I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it keeps us busy. But at the end of the day, I feel like, I speak for myself and everybody, nobody likes to Zoom. Like, nobody likes, they would like to be in a classroom.
Yeah, be in a classroom.
Yeah, that's true. Because college professors, they ain't go for none of that. I'm talking about they seen no school online classes and decided to put more work. So you're just like, wow.
Make it some balance. Yeah. I know there was one guy that was actually going to do the podcast, but he ended up not wanting to anymore because he said he sits in Zoom meetings all day for school. So he was like, got to kind of like pass on it, you know? So I feel, yeah, you know.
For real. And I think it's also affecting, like, the whole thing is affecting students. Because when you think about it, I know, like, a lot of friends, we're literally just turning in stuff before 11:59. Like, we're not learning nothing. So it's not even, like, you can call your professors or, like, email them if you have help. But, like, the first people that you usually go to when you have questions are your friends. But now you can't even do that because your friends, they just taking different sources.
This is an extremely challenging time, especially a lot of our professors didn't do a lot of things online. Some things, you know, naturally, maybe the younger professors, but the students are experiencing a lot of challenges. And what I've been telling them to do is keep in email contact with your professors. And then if you can't reach them by email, let somebody know. So I know I've reached out to some professors to let them know that students need to contact them. So maybe you can go to someone else maybe that has my role, whether that's a school counselor or an advisor or somebody else that you're in contact with at the college that can reach the professor. Because we do have, you know, with any job, there's a few that are harder to reach than others. I'll be put it like that, diplomatic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just has taken its toll too, like you said, on some teachers. For a minute, my brother in his school, they thought their science teacher wasn't coming back. The science teacher did, but I was like, woo wee. You know, like, it must be like hard. And I even know, like, my mom, she's a teacher as well.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to kind of convert to that online platform, you know, of them like reading books to the kids online and stuff like that, you know, it's just kind of hard because like sometimes like the teachers have to gather, but they have to be smart about it, you know what I'm saying? Because there is a thing saying like we can't be in groups like larger than 10 and things like that. So, you know, and then too, I see teachers are having to do, you know, a lot of paperwork themselves, which is crazy to me, and all these extra trainings, like, it's like, wow. Like, you know, so everybody is kind of being, you know, hammered with admin and work, you know, from this whole situation. I guess another positive question would be, like, does anybody have any live or any podcast that they've been listening to or a show that they've been watching that is, you know, they feel binge-worthy?
Well, on a silly note, I've been binge-watching YouTube videos about natural hair, and that's something that is really unusual for me, and I've been sharing my experiences with the students, and I mean, they have really been giggling, because I've never been into, I quote-unquote, beauty. But I have a little more time on my head, so I'm adding more conditioner. So that's funny. And the students, I've been telling them about my natural hair journey, and they have been really laughing. So that's lightening up the, you know, whatever problems that they're having. They can laugh about Miss Tammy and the natural hair journey.
Well, your hair looks really healthy and long and beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I've been working with it.
I was going to say, so too, you must be learning something from them YouTubes, you know? I probably need to do the same.
Well, I signed up for this thing, like, to learn sign language.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but I thought it would be fun. So I've been kind of just, like, doing that a lot.
And there's not like a ton of movies I've been watching because I don't have a computer, just have a phone, so it's kind of hard to like watch, not as like fun. But I have been watching a lot of YouTube videos.
For sure. Yeah, me too.
Kind of like fall down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of, don't think I'm crazy, but I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos of guys that like catch fish and clean them and cook them and eat them.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. And stuff like, I've been watching these like, and like some of these guys are like so good at cooking that like they got me trying new stuff. I ain't never tried to put no fish in the oven in my life before now. It's good too. It's nice.
Yeah, thank you.
That's cool. Yeah. I think mine's are like similar to Miss Turner's. I've been watching a lot of like new skill set videos. So I've been learning how to do nails over these past few weeks, learning how to put on lashes, learning how to do braids, how to do makeup. So like it's just like a whole nother skill set level. And just like Brandon said earlier, like I've been trying to figure out like different vendors and how to get businesses off the ground.
Yeah, definitely. One thing that one of my family members kind of got me hooked on to was, you know, learning about dogs, especially like French bulldogs and English bulldogs, like just learning about those. And I've learned some very interesting things. Like, I didn't know that they can't like have babies on their own. Like, they literally have to have C-sections, you know. So that was kind of crazy to me to know.
That's crazy to you.
Yeah, because you would never think about something like that.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? You already know what's about to go on. The Stitchcast Studio Arts Interlude. That's right. We're about to pick the city up. This week, we have an original Story Stitches poem entitled, Will They Remember? Let's get right to it.
A while ago, I went strolling with a friend down some back streets. I thought that he was happy till he stopped and he asked me, what is the why of my city? Immediately, I thought, what a weird way to phrase a question. Pretending I didn't know what he meant when he said it, and he, unimpressed, says again, what is the why of my city? Like, what makes my city special? If they jumped 1,000 years, what would they say about my city if my city was no longer here? Would they remember Jackie Joyner, Chuck Berry, Red Fox, Maya Angelou, Dick Gregory, Miles Davis, Dred Scott? Will they remember how quickly St. Louis bodies filled cemeteries? Or will they remember that my city birthed legends because my city is legendary? Will they remember? Now my friend needs a therapist. He's depressed, and depression is more deceptive than appearances, and appearances can be deceiving, and friends can be needy. Friends can be greedy. My friend tends to meet me on the corners of broke and brokenness. He tells me for a while what it's like to feel his hopelessness before he takes a break from that to remind me of how alone he is. A homie is a soldier. But say lately he done had this helpless feeling, this nervous wreck, unprotected feeling. He can't even help it feeling helpless feeling. And I can't help but feel him. He says, I used to be stronger than I am now. I fought harder, ran longer. When I had to stand my ground, then I always stood taller than I stand now. It's very rare that I stand now. Don't want to stand out. And as I looked at his hopeless face, I saw a willingness to stay in a broken place. I thought, what would Rosa say? She'd probably tell you to stand up. She'd tell you to stand out. She'd tell you that sometimes the best way to stand up is to sit down. And would you listen to her? Or did you forget that you come from a line of warriors? It is not pressure, but what we do with it that defines us. And unmined coal is mindless. It's pressure that makes diamonds, and you are a diamond. So the next time you're scared or you're tired and you think about giving up, remember that the fight is for the fighters. For all your talk of love for Maya, if you were the caged bird, would she still hear it sing? Because we are at war with injustice, and we have no place for a dreamer that is too afraid to dream. They're not good for anything, but for those that are unafraid to dream, if I recall correctly, they're called kings and they're called queens. Thank you.
For me personally, I'm currently in college, but with moving back home, I became a part-time worker, still trying to balance my online classes. And I'm a business major, so like I have to take like accounting classes, economic classes, and to be honest, those are subjects that you do not want to take online.
Yeah.
So if school was hard before, like it's definitely more harder now, because it's like you're balancing a summer lifetime, because that's usually what I do during the summer is work, with a school lifetime, because now I have to do my work online. And like she said before, like Miss Turner said, it's really hard to focus on your work because you're in your comfort zone. Like you're in your bedroom trying to get assignments done. You're not at the library. You can't go to the cafe. You can't go downstairs to the computer room.
Yeah, I definitely, my schedule's definitely changed because I'm not currently in college, but I was working full time and my job shut down. So I've been pretty much home all the time, and I've been trying to like, you know, sign up for different like things I can do online and stuff, but it's not the same. Like it's harder to be productive when you can't like go, like y'all were saying, like go to a coffee shop or something and work on things, or you know, get out and do things outside your house. It's harder to me.
I just want to not necessarily bring down my entire schedule, but just kind of provide a little bit of encouragement, because it is kind of this is a rough time for a lot of people. So for people that are stuck in the house, you know, and are finding it hard to get through, if you even wanted to work on something that you feel like you ain't had time to work on, this is a really good time to do that. You know, if for anybody that's ever wanted to start a business or anything, like this is the perfect time to sit down and draw out plans on how, or to watch some online video how business works or whatnot. This is a really good time to do
business. That's true. I saw a post like the other day on Instagram, and it said something like, if you come out of quarantine without having a new business, some new knowledge, or some type of success, then you never lack time. You lack self-discipline.
That's a good quote, because I think even though I'm trying to be better, like my discipline is basically tested some days. It can get rough depending on
time. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
No, I really applaud starting a business and people exercise, because I've been doing a lot of walking, and I've been, you know, encouraging the students that that you can go out and walk, go outside and get some sun and some air, and that's so important. But I've also been telling people not to beat up on themselves if they're sleeping a little more, or they are not being as productive as they hope to be. I want people to be productive, but this is not the time to, you know, why didn't I do so-and-so? Because I have the time. Sometimes that binging, you know, or binging on those Netflix movies, maybe that's all you can do for an hour or two. Then try to go back to your, you know, your productivity.
Yeah,
that's true. I think that's important for people to hear too.
Yeah, take a break.
Because there's definitely those days where you're just kind of out of it. Mm. I know I've had those days a couple of times where I'm like, I want to do stuff. Like there's stuff I wanted to get done, but it's just like I can't focus.
Right.
I just got to sit down and do something kind of relaxing for a bit, kind of re-energize. I know I've definitely had those days.
Yeah, oh my goodness. You definitely sometimes feel a joke. You know, just being stuck in the house. Or when I used to, sometimes it is hard to stay motivated. Sometimes a lot of how we feel has a lot to do with what we eat. Oh, and especially being cooped up in the house all day, if you're not going outside to get outside, like this is a, it's kind of important to be watching what you eat right now. Fruit and all of that will make you feel better about yourself. Eating things like that, you know, and being cooped in the house, you might need to feel better about yourself.
I have been talking about healthy eating with the students. In fact, I have a few students that, a couple of them that have diabetes and different chronic health conditions. So I've been talking about, don't buy a lot of junk food, and then it won't be in the house on top of the refrigerator. Don't have it there, because if you have it there, you're going to eat it, especially now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I ain't learned that one yet.
Right.
It's like a no-brainer. Like, Thanks, Mom.
So how have artists been affected by this pandemic? Whether you're talking about yourself or just artists in general.
It almost feels like I took it for granted, you know?
Like that,
not wanting to go to a practice or not wanting to rehearse, you know, kind of, you know, it makes you like, as an artist especially, kind of makes you appreciate it more, and it makes you appreciate your gift, your talent, and your craft a lot more now. Well, at least for me, it does, you know, just kind of seeing what I had and just kind of see it all like just, you know, disappear just that fast.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask too, since we're talking about young people, does anybody know anybody, any youth kind of making a difference now? Like, is there any like young person that's like kind of been inspiring? Like, you've seen them like kind of doing their thing even since all this happened, you know, all this started happening.
So I want to talk about Bella from Central. She just posted today that she reached 431K on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big deal to me, not only as somebody that's trying to grow a following, but I'm a firm believer that things like entertainment and art make life easier on people. You know, life is rough, especially now. You know what I'm saying? So when people cooped up in the house, you know what I'm saying? She's making all these TikToks, and a bunch of people are laughing at them and loving them and sharing them. And just for however long her videos are, they're not thinking about the problem that they have.
Yeah, for sure.
With that being said, it's just like how celebrities like Megan Thee Stallion, Doja Cat, or like things like that, like they're having live shows like in their house and stuff like that. And so it was like those small things like just makes people happy, you know, like they're still working. Even though they're not working, they're still keeping their fans happy, which is their job as an artist, stuff like that. And just makes a lot of people happy and like kind of forget like the fact that they're in their house and they're just like, even if it's for like 5, 10 minutes, 20 minutes every day, you just, you know, forgetting about everything that you're around and stuff like that.
And we have our own little version of that in St. Louis, called Lyrical Therapy. So like what they're doing is they're going around the city and they're asking poets to like go outside, like go somewhere different, like in a different type of environment outside of your home, and record a video of you doing like a poem or like just like a neutral feeling. Everything that was going on before can still happen, like music, like poetry. So I think that's a big deal, especially because within the community.
Well, I think this whole concept of, and it's a word, two words that's going around everywhere, this whole idea of new normal is very scary. One of my students, he was saying that he hated being in the house, but he was scared to leave the house. And I could see, you know, because he lives alone, and he was saying he was kind of nervous about, you know, going out and getting food, but he knew he needed to go because all, you know, his food was running out. And, you know, I was talking to him about, you know, did he have a mask, and he said he did, and did he have gloves. But as far as somebody who likes being around people, you know, even if I don't know them, I can understand why students and young people and really everybody so nervous, you know, so nervous about this, because it's the unknown and loss of control. And always my grandmother would say we never had control anyway, but we thought we did.
Yeah, and it's kind of showed us, like, you know, like I said, kind of like those things we were taking for granted. And, like, you know, they say you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Man.
Freedom to just go wherever, whenever, you know. Like, I felt that. I felt it kind of, you know. But for me, when I first heard it, like, I wasn't around my grandmother. But it made me scared for her. Because she works in a big building with a lot of people, you know. So it just really kind of made me care for her.
Well, I'm I just applaud you all for remaining positive through this difficult time, reaching out to other youth, as you yourself being role models in the community. And I'm just so happy that you all asked me to be a part of this. This made my day, you know. Just looking forward to this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, actually.
The last thing I want to say is I think the best resource where you will have, where youth will have, be able to get, you know, as many resources in the St. Louis area as possible is calling United Way's 211, because they will have several resources, and that's what their role is, to get the word out about the community organizations that are out there. And like I tell people, if they don't have a resource or something available that day, call back consistently.
Thank you for listening. And last but not least, we want to give a very special shout out to the StitchCast Studio sponsors, the City of St. Louis Youth at Risk Crime Prevention Grant of 2020, Stewart Family Foundation, and Missouri Foundation for Health. To learn more, visit storystitchers.org.
They say who that, but you already knew that. That beat them Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers.